Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours?
This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on March 29th, 2016 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me?
This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from audience members from the Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me show. Attendees had the opportunity to share their Why Didn't Anyone Tell Me stories anonymously. We selected several of those stories from a box and read them live on stage. Thank you for listening.
This is my friend Carla. She's going to help me. Welcome her to Missoula. She just moved here recently. I met her at the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival where I was volunteering. Let's see, is this mic good for you right here? Okay. Are you ready? Okay. I can go first. All right, so the question is, please share a short story about the last time something would have turned out differently if only someone had told you. Why didn't anyone tell me you can't flash people at the Badlander? Why didn't anyone tell me? I am a very friendly and understanding person. Just because someone is weird doesn't necessarily mean we can't be roommates. But why the fuck didn't anyone tell me my potential roommate would be sitting on my couch at 8 a.m. in a robe drinking cocktails every morning while I was getting ready for work?
Find the front page here. All right. I was cast in a feature film in LA. I was the lead in the feature film called The Black Duke. We had filmed several scenes in this incredible house that was perfect for a horror movie. After scheduling issues, filming was postponed. The producers emailed the cast and crew that we would pick up something later. After 2 weeks, I emailed the director and got no response. I emailed the producer and was told, our director has broken his leg. We need to postpone. 2 weeks later, another email from me. Email back said, our director has taken ill. Postponed again. Email from me 2 weeks later. Email back says, we'll keep in contact. 2 months go by. I turn down acting roles in anticipation for continuing the project. My final email to the producer, their response, so sorry no one told you. Our director had a stroke. He died. We canceled a month and a half ago. And I just learned that FML means fuck my life.
Why didn't anyone tell me? Once, I went to a job interview after having taken LSD the night before. And hooking up with 2 Czech dudes who had just won a bunch of money from track betting in Flagstaff, Arizona. At the job interview, the guy interviewing me kept staring at my chest, which pissed me off and made me think the guy was, I can't make it out, something, a perv. Oh, yeah, the guy was a perv.
Thanks, Billy. Until I got into my car and realized my shirt was on inside out and backwards.
I adopted the cloth diapering gig when my first daughter was born, which is a nasty, impossible venture anyways. But one day there was something extra in one of the diapers I had just washed. Looking like a quarter-sized booger that wouldn't fit in any something, I realized that it was my daughter's umbilical cord, which had fallen off and rehydrated in the washing machine. That was the last straw. And I gave up conforming to crunchy mommy ideal. And seriously, why didn't anyone tell me I'd be so much happier spending my time with my new baby instead of apologizing over what to catch her poop with?
Yay, Mom, she says. All right, why didn't anyone tell me? My friend Natasha convinced me to join the Army our senior year of high school. I did little to nothing to prepare for basic training. At 3 a.m. on the first day, I was standing in the freezing rain with the drill sergeant 2 inches from my face. I turned to Tasha and asked, "Why are they yelling at us?"
Studying abroad in Osaka could have been different if someone would have told me that they don't celebrate Halloween in Japan. Because it's pretty weird when you show up to class as a bowling pin that's 8 feet tall. The bus ride and the train ride were even more weird and awkward as well.
I'm going to read two because the first one's really short. Why didn't anyone tell me that Mountain Dew isn't effective birth control? Google that shit. If Mom had told me that she knew... Why didn't anyone tell me? If Mom had told me that she knew about her aortic aneurysm, then maybe she would have listened when I would have begged her to surgically repair it. If she had told me, maybe I could have seen her and told her that I love her before she was rushed into the repair surgery during which she died. I'm really sorry to hear that. Next.
Ready?
Yeah. Why didn't anyone tell me that my skirt was tucked in my tights all day? One time I was working as a waiter at a fancy event. I was having a fun time talking to this woman. We were laughing and having fun. Why didn't anyone tell me it was Ann Coulter?
Wow. All right, we're getting towards the end of this whole thing. Why didn't anyone tell me? And I'm going to try our best to read this because it's hard. It's almost illegible. Why didn't anyone tell me? Freshman year, everyone in the dorms were talking about going to Connie's bar to see the band. Well, I was so stoked and eagerly went downtown. As it turns out, the Missoula punk scene was alive and well, and instead of hearing the waltz and up on Cripple Creek, my roommate took a beer bottle to the show and mosh pit at The Band, B-A-N-N-E-D. Why didn't anyone tell me? We have 20 seconds. Why didn't anyone tell me that I couldn't swallow a cherry tomato whole? My throat was sore for 2 weeks.
I wish someone had told me that several people had died jumping off the Blue Hole Bridge. I survived the 80-foot fall, but it was easily the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Okay, this whole intermission thing is a little new, so I forgot to bring my notes, so I'm going to pull them up right now. Because we're about to get started again. Thanks, everybody, who contributed your story. Your story might show up on Twitter if it's short enough. Oh, thanks, Carla. I'll be back to walk you down. Oh, Samuel, can you help her get out? Okay. Thanks, Carla. Carla, everybody.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to our title sponsor for 2015, The Bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, MontanaBookstore.com. And thanks to all of our sponsors, Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history, and in the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building. TheWilma.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you are interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me, mark@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Susan Hansen, Dagny Deutschman, Jenny Pack, Louis Vero, Nicole Sweeney, Juanita Vero, Sawyer Connolly, Svein Newman, and Katrina Farnham. Remember, your story matters. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. Tell us something. Dot org.